And thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for wonderful opportunities of Zikr Ram. It's a chesed ben shemayim like nobody's business. It's unbelievable. And I feel bad that Torah Anytime did not see, then maybe they did. Did you see what just happened before? The way Machsidim came running to me to have some of my vodka, my Jack, I mean. What was that? So I just in case they didn't see it, so that's what happened. I'm getting bigger and bigger. The Olam is, all my Olam are big Jack drinkers. Stagging away. What?
You didn't make
Jack the bartender. I didn't have to. As soon as I came to Austria, there's a certain, it's great vodka. As soon as I came, they had the vodka ready for me. They knew me already. The Bart Park Olam. I want to tell you something. Am I on? Am I on yet? Okay, I'm on. Now I'm on? Am I on? You tell me. Oh, we're not on. You tell me if I'm on. I'm on in Shemayim. Shemayim, they're taking pictures every move you make. I don't know if every week, but right now that's the matzah. I'm on. One thing I want to tell you. I daven hard. They asked me to speak in Barpa. I daven hard. I daven for certain things. I got everything I asked for. And I had a whole basic with the Avista, why I wanted what I wanted. And I explained myself. I want this, and no, I don't want that. By the way, I did go for Bezianus. I'm proud of that. I did go. I'm on? I did go for Bezianus. That's for sure. I mean, there's definitely a tie. To me, it's a glick like nobody's business.
Did you get it?
Unfortunately. I don't get them, right? I'm good? Come on. So, I'll put it down. So, close. So, I went to Borough Park, and they asked me to speak there. And they said there's 20 people there waiting to hear from me. So, when I heard there's 20 people waiting to hear from me, I remember the last time they told me to speak somewhere where there were 20 people waiting to hear from me. As soon as I came there were 6 people sitting there. So I told myself, here comes another 6 people. But I says, I'm going to go to Bar Park for that. So I says, and I thought about it, and I made a decision that to get Bezianus, yes, go to Bar Park. To get Bezianus, that's fine. It's fine. You don't know what it's worth. Do you know what Bezianus is? Go to L.A. for Bezianus. You know what the Arizal says? It's kedai to run after it like crazy. Do you people in this world do not chop the whole mystery of their life? They don't chop the truth. That Bezianus is a gold mine chain. Now listen, people have Bezianus in every inch of their lives. There's millions of gold going on. The muscle. When I talk, let's say, I have a certain twitch that I'm very conscious of. Nobody knows about it except for me. I just made it up. But let's say it's there. Or there's something about the way I talk that gets me very nervous. And I'm very, very worried that people ever notice that. And I'm going through this Nebuch all my life, until I got in touch. I bumped into Navardig. When the Navardigas met me, they were jumping with joy. We got a gold mine. Ein Raya Pnei Gehenna. Besides my wife, I'm joking about my wife. My wife is a tzaddikus. She's able to tolerate me. She's great. I'm joking. But it's all business. But I do want it. I have to. It sounds geschmack when it's happening to you. It's not true, but anyway. But some people say, I tell them that my father in Yenabelt is Ein Raya Pnei Gehenna. And why? He was married to a woman. My mother was a wonderful person. The biggest tzaddikus she ever met. She really was. Nothing, not shy. But she never chopped his jokes. And she was a yucky and he was a glaciana. He was full of jokes 24/7. And she didn't chop, not even one. And Yesh Aimrin, 3 o'clock in the morning, she suddenly woke up and she burst out laughing. She finally got it. As I said, my father had to live with a woman like that. Never chop your joke. I don't know how he did it. And making jokes, and she don't chop. You come home, and, oh, yeah, what was that? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, come on, come on. You don't chop? Oh, please. So, what I want to tell you, my father is Einar Raya Pnei Gehenim. What he never had to go through my mother. I'm joking. Anyway, they were very good then. I owe them everything, my parents. But I do want to tell you that a lot of younger light, I know, they have a lot of trouble with their wives. And I have one thing to tell them. Einar Raya Pnei Gehenim. Your wife is saving you from Gehenim. That's wonderful. But I don't want to say something else to them that I will not tell to them. I don't talk to their wives. But if I would speak to their wives, I would have the same nusach as I gave him. I say, lady, I think you're the one that's Einar Raya Pnei Gehenim to be married with this guy. He's sure you're the problem. I'm not sure. Whenever people kvetch about someone else, I always say, I'm always on their side. Don't you dare, you know, or else you're dead. They'll never talk to you again. But I always suspect I didn't hear the other party. You know, anyway, it's okay. Everybody's good by me. Everything's fine. I just have to make my jokes. Anyway, Rabbi Sayyid, to go all the way to Bar Park for Apostle Bazillion, coming there, that you meet six people sitting there in Borough Park. Special trip. You know how much money it cost them, the whole ordeal? Hundreds of, like, it wasn't a joke. And they're waiting for this, who knows how long, they're going to come to meet the six people. All the hard work, there, but a special limousine service to get my bazillionists. I think it's kedai to do that. Once this I did tell them. For bazillion, I'll do it. It's kedai, but once. I don't have the time to run up the bazillionists like that. Next week, I'll take a break from the bazillionists. Get some. But anyway, it was bazillion horror. The place was packed. As soon as they saw, I did have some complaints. I'll say it in public, but I'm scared stiff to say these things in public. The public's too serious. I used to complain, why don't they sing Yom Ali Meimelo for me, you know? Since then, wherever I walk in, it's, the Yalom doesn't shop. I really don't mean it. Please understand me. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. No, you mean it. There they go again. You know, there's a lot of yuckies around. Everybody takes everything literal. Everything, you can't joke with them. Everything, no. But deep down, you really want. I wanted to say. I want to say something now, but I'm afraid to say it. Please don't take me seriously. Anyway, I saw they had me all over Bar Park. I'm going to Tzadik, and I said, what about Butzina Kadisha? What about Korozloi Onislei? What about Rashka Bahag? What about Kedush Kadoshim? What would cover Kedushas? What else? You got some more ideas? Anyway, I'm joking. Watch what happens next week. But anyway, some of my friends saw that Gaina Tzadik, and they said, ha-ha. And these are my guys who work with me in YTT, the staff club. And they said, they took a look at my thing. Look who's Gaina Tzadik. Now, these guys really know me. We see each other every day for years and years and years. We teach alongside each other. And suddenly, Mendel's a Gaina Tzadik. I didn't know that. You know, suddenly they see you. Since when are you one of those? They're all looking at me. I tell them, look, listen, it can happen to you too. The next time they do it to you, you'll say, it's okay, we'll all get there. You know, why not? Mendel can do it, I can do it. Gain HaTzadik, all of them. I'm a Kulam, what does it say? I'm not just going, Hanum, I'm going, Kodesh! I have a story, everybody said. Neir and Elias! A story that's night and night. Are you guys still talking? That's good. That's Eichet Marshkoch and Pratius. Hashgacha Pratis, everything is the Eivishter. You have to focus more on Hashem. You want, one thing I learned yesterday. Will you be able to make more? This is the best talk weekly. You'll make me another 50, 100 maybe? What? Not a, you serious? I mean, could the Elam take, this time I guess something went wrong. Who could take a real chunk this week? You can take 20, 40 and send them to L.A. or something. You take it. Yeah, he's a good man. 20 guys? Leon, you're the best. Get them all over. The Sfaradim are my best friends. I love Sfaradim. They're not normal. I love them. They're my type. And, they're not bad either. Anyway, so, what was I going to say? Anyway. I threw a thing yesterday. It's got to come out good. I'm going to go to Borough Park now, first time. And the whole Borough Park is going to see my greatness. Going to see. They're all going to look at my... They call me up. These are Chidim, you know. They don't know no Chachmas. By Chidim, it's done, you know. Going to watch Mevul Zain be the Tadik, you know. How the Tadik is going to conduct himself. Oh, no. You're serious about this stuff? I have to go through this? What did I get myself into? Let's be a Rav. I'll even pask it. Just the reason why I wanted so much to be a Rebbe is because I said all my friends, whenever they addressed me as the Rav, I said, no. You be the Rav. I'm a Rebbe. When I'm a Rebbe, I'll get some money. You'll be the Rav. You can pask in the Shailas. So I don't have to pask in Shailas. You'll do that, and I'll get the money. But now I'm beginning to have second thoughts. The Rebbe is going to watch every move I make, all that type of stuff. I said, oh, no. So, the Rebbe comes in, and Baruch Hashem, it was beautiful. I'll tell you the first thing I spoke. I said, I want the Borough Park Olam to know that in Lakewood, I heard this twice in the Rebbe's room. Now I'm going to reveal to you, one of those times was me. I heard it from me. I heard this twice, but there was someone else besides me that made a remark. The Borough Park Yidden are very careful with Shmiras Einayim. I see it. You go to Borough Park. I love Borough Park. I told them how I feel. I mean, for years, every time I'm a Borough Park, I go berserk. I love them. Borough Park Jews. There's nothing like them. Sugar sweet like crazy. All of them. Even the Litvaks are nice. I'm joking. If there are any left, they all disappear to like it. Anyway, so you know why? Something tells me this time I'm doing better than usual. I was wondering, why am I doing so well? I'm holding this in my hand. Jack, Mahal Jack in the hand. The Hashpov and Jack. Mach Gugit. Anyway, Jack's not Pasha. Don't make L'chaim. Anyway, you should know. One L'chaim brings Simcha for the Gans Klal Yisrael. Amen. The real Simcha that there's an Avish in the world. So, one thing I wanted to say. When I, before I went there, I was thinking, I think it'll be an Olam, not an Olam. You're worried. The new place, you go bananas with a new place. I'm going to tell you a story about coming to a new place. Oh boy, Novartigas are good at it. A new place. New places scare you, especially if you're going to talk in front of possibly a few hundred people, a few thousand, whatever, you know. You get very nervous. What's going to be? And you don't know how to speak. For a day, it's a different language. You know, they're Hasidim. You got to speak Yiddish. You know what I got? I got a note in the middle. More Yiddish, please. I says, you guys remind me of my Ain't O'Clock. You have the same trouble with them. When I was a little kid, my father wanted us to talk Yiddish. So my father used to say, he was a born a Yankee, but he wanted his kids to know Yiddish. So when we used to answer him in English, he'd say, Ich verstehe nicht, was du redest. I don't know what you're talking about. He said in Yiddish. Let's hear some Yiddish. He wanted to make sure we spoke Yiddish. So that's what I had to go through when I was a kid. my father. Susie Galeno is sitting in Gan Eden big time, no question. And even besides the fact that he was zeichet to have me, he was a great person. Even besides that. Yes, what did the Rav want to say? They have a whole. I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's not the first time they wrote things about me. I had no idea what they said, what I'm going to speak. It's not the first time. And then after they told me what they wrote, the whole world heard about me. Then I found out when I'm speaking, where I'm speaking. That comes later. First they tell you. And Nevada is a hefka. But what was I going to say? Huh? So I wanted a time like this. So besides all the things, to be there in front of all the people, first of all, I asked the Eibishter for specific things. And I asked them again and again and again. And on the way there, I figured, what's not there? It's a nice long trip. I'm going to daven. I got that trip is there to daven. And I daven plenty. And I got everything I asked for. Everything I asked for. Everything I asked for. You hear that? You could do that too. And I was wondering, before you go to class, I did so well, it was unreal. So I figured, listen, I got to teach also every day in front of 29 kids. So that's also important. In fact, it's more important because there I'm hired to do it. There it's halacha, the gemaisa here. You got to do your job. So I davened extra hard. I made believe I'm going to speak in front of those 200 water pocket over there. I was able to say, please help me do a good job in front of these 29 kids. And I davened much more than usual. And it happened. So much less problems. You have to make sure a Rebbe, when he's speaking in front of, when you come into your house, instead of like just walking in and then catching how the wife and the kids and the shver and the this ain't working, that's the shver, kulana. And they're all, before you come into your house, ask the Eibishter, please help me do the right thing. You have a lot of, please make this work. Please make it, I'm telling you, Rabbi Shai. Every move you make, the success of Yosef HaTzadik was Shem Shemayim Shogar Al Piv. There's the secret of success. Go for it. That's Yosef. He is the one who taught the world how to be Mekayim Maaseh Yir Maaseh Maaseh Avraham Mitzvah. He was the Shevet that did it. And he showed the world. And the first thing he did was, he, don't think Mandel made this up about holding from yourself. Yosef, do it. Left and right, Rabbi Miller says. Just, I mean, he doesn't say. So who does? How can you not say it? I had a dream, and all you bowing down to me, including Tati and Mommy. Come on. And then he says, Ashes Petifa. They sold him as a slug. You figured that'll straighten him out a little. And then Gordo Babayas is any many. Nobody better than me around here. And before then, you thought it's only the Nisayan. Salsal Basari. Before the Nisayan, after the, he is busy with that. His whole life. In fact, he was nifted 10 years younger, Chazal say, because he was Isaac too much. So why was he Isaac so much in holding I'm the best guy? When they heard it, they said Abdachan, his father, he wasn't Meicha. So he had a reason for it, whatever. He had respect for his father, but his campaign of godless Adam, he became Yosef because behold, there's a Rashi there. He told the Shvatim, a chash of a person like me. It's a Lashon and Rashi over there. Chash of a person like me. And you know what he talked about Parai? Chei Parai. And Chazal said, just like Parai's life isn't worth a dime, that's how the Shvua that I'm making is a bunch of baloney. It wanted to make a fake Shvua. So he said, Chei Parai. You know, he had a shtick. He made a chizik out of him. And you should know, when he told Parai, Baladai, Elikim, you know, Pari said, you, I heard great things about you. He says, no, it's not me, it's my God. So that was a nasty, you don't tell that to a king so fast. And sure enough, right afterwards, it's Pari says, Vayadaber, it says, I'm Pari. It's the only time, usually, Vayam, everybody's Vayam is a soft blush. Vayadaber means, I don't think Pari liked it. You know, a big Balgaivinik like Pari, You tell him he's wrong. No, I'm not the guy. He didn't long, don't go for that. That's what I want to tell you. But whatever. He was tough. His brothers, look how he treated them. Whatever reason he wanted to go to get him, he's constantly in the mode of I'm on top and you, everyone else around me is in the garbage can. That's the whole. Now he has feelings for people. He has feelings for Sarah Mashim, Sarah Oifim. He is warm. He's caring. But he puts up a tough exterior from the beginning to the end. The healing of Yosef HaTzadik from the beginning to the end. He's Baroma. He's Godless Adam. And he wanted to become like the others. There's no suffix in my mind. If Chazal say, Avram is Yaakov. Yosef wanted to be Mekayim that. And he did it like, that's why he's such an example for all of us. The last words in God's Sefer Bereishis of Yosef. It's not Shemois again. The Yosef of Yosef. And the Torah of Shabbayachim here. Oh, we're still busy with Yosef. We're already in Parsha Shemois. No. Yosef. He's the man. And his name, Yosef Li Ben Acher. I want another one. Move! You can't become great. Stop putting yourself down. Cut it out. Yosef HaTzadik, before Mashiach comes, Yosef is the man. Midas HaYosef, and Amol, it's your daughter. That's before Mashiach comes. And Yosef is the man. Regardless of them, cut that another psula. You don't see much Edelkeit from him, Chasma Salila. He was more Edel than all the Edel Anovim in the universe. Who understands him? But in the open of Sukkim, you don't see that. He's going around. What? From day one, since he was a child till the very end. And he cried in the middle. When nobody was looking, he cried. He was the emissary, Godless Adam. What does he say? The Chavis above us say, and they say this on the altar of Nevada, he was Mekaimet. So Allah say, Befonov, Vavilah say, Belibai. And outside, he looks like though he's taken over the world. And inside, he's plenty to brush him. He's a human. He's full of goodness and warmth and heart, but he comes across like he owns the world. Yosef is the person for us to emulate. Alderman Navardik, when he talked about Yosef HaTzadik, he got him once. Alderman Kelm was talking about Yosef HaTzadik. Come inside. We have the best people coming here. We're lucky to have. What's your name again? Michael, tell your mother you are the sweetest kid I ever met. Tell her. And tonight, you'd go great with pickles. He is. His name is Jesus. The Shekhinah, see a good, holy boy. No, he takes after his father, sweet like sugar. Anyway, what was I saying? So, Yosef HaTzadik. So the Alter von Nevada von Kelm gave a tear what Yosef was, and the Alter von Nevada got up at the end of that schmooze and he said, Rabbi, why don't we go for it and become a Yosef? Well, here's story you the Alter von Nevada was, I just read it. They went into Beis Avdidus in the forest near Nevada. I think that's where it was. Wherever something again. Smack in the middle of a forest where there's nobody near. And they said, we are not moving from here. No food. Forget it. Throw out. No food. Get lost. By the way, if anybody wants food, in the next room, there's take as much as you want. I left it there for the other. Seriously. Also, if anybody wants I want to say that. Yeah, if anybody wants to. Today I have a little shortage of my talking weeklies. Something went wrong a little bit. If you can take Sigazin, who could take a big stack, preferably outside of the area, like our best friend Leon is going to take them to deal. And I got someone to take it to the mountains. I got some different. Anybody could take a nice stack today, more than usual, to a new place. Anybody? Thanks a million for everything. Whatever if you could have it in mind. Okay, now. The Maskonis Hadvarim is, I need to get rid of more of that stuff. Can you help me? More than usual. That's all. Now, Now, here's the story. Now, if anybody wants to be Makash, what do they want me to say? If you want to get a hold of this, Betach and Gilead.
No, they wanted to sponsorships.
Sponsorships. This is the number. The sponsor. This is a Lashon Kodesh. It's a hit. It's Gevaldig Nachshayach. The Rebbe's Torah, 917-635-3818. Call 917-635-3818 to get out this Lashon Kodesh. The whole world's eating it up. I overheard two young alike discussing what brach you make on this. But everybody held its Birkas Hananen. Everybody holds it. I'm joking. Anyway. So, now I'm going to tell you two stories. Two matching stories. Listen closely, Rabbi. Listen closely. One story happened with a younger man that they were on his case to destroy him. Somebody close to him. They wanted to destroy the guy. $100,000 was spent to destroy this fellow. And there was no way he was getting out of it. They had the top lawyers in the state, number one lawyer, that nobody could, one of those lawyers that it's done. Like, Atzasach Yisoyfel, you know. Oh, by the way, here's the Shvir Samidis, Anken Rabbi Burstein's putting out together with his Chaver Shvir Samidis, putting out a Sefer on Kinnah. That's the latest thing. Kinnah, we're at a war with Kinnah, Taiva, and Kovit. We're going to wipe it off the map. Davis is with us. And we're going to come inside. Come to Rain, Rabbi. Say, come to Rain. Now, guess what happened, Rabbi. Say. So first of all, I did want to say, when I went to this thing, I said, I'm hoping the Abishtu will have a lot of nachas for what I'm going to do in Borough Park. I'm hoping the Abishtu, how are you going to go for this Abishtu? Yeah, the first thing you think, I hope the Elam likes it. That's okay. That's important. But number one, I hope Hashem is going to go for what I'm doing here. You got to be into that your whole life. Give nachas. You know why people are so into nachas? If their lives, they're worried about the nachas of the kids. It dominates their lives. You have any nachas? How's the kids? Nachas? Nachas from the kids? Nachas. The whole world. Nachas? Oh, you got nachas. He's nachas from his kids. He does. He doesn't. Oh, this guy's a nachas, this one's not a nachas. Nachas, what's nachas taking over your life? You know why? Because you should have a feeling for the Eibishter. You're created to bring a nachas ruach to the Eibishter. Now you know what it feels like, having nachas, not having nachas, with your own kids. You see how beautiful it is. Ah, this boy's a nachas. Such a pleasure, I get good reports. He's so, such a nice boy, you listen to this. This girl, this boy, this, nachas. So you know what it feels like? Now give a nachas to the Eibishter. That's your whole life. It's more important than getting nachas from your kids. Give nachas to the Eibishter. You should have nachas from you. There's a story we're all for the boss, J.J. Herman, Zaytan Sadek, we called him some bracha. His daughter once saw him sitting, I forgot her story, goes, he's sitting on the floor in the house in the corner, he was crying. And she says, Papa, what's going on? So he says, does the boss have nachas from me? Did you ever think of such a thing? Nobody, it's not important to him. Does the boss have nachas? You want to, you go for that. It's delicious. You want to have a good life? Turn on the switch and go that mahalos. Let's give him nachas. He'll give you enough of this. It's boring already. Am I getting this? Am I getting that? My panosa, baita panosa, the kids, the panosa, the wife, the relationship, they like me, the covered vashtetz dominates everything. How about focusing? Can I give him or not? And I want to tell you another nice with J.J. Herman. I heard this from one of his Einikloch. His Ur Einikloch. His Einikol, Avremel Kaufman, his name was. He was an American who became Yerushalayim Yid. His name, he once asked his Zayda, why are you so special? And I'm like a regular person. Come inside. He wasn't a regular, he was a tidy eat, but that's what he said. So he said, he asked him, what do you think when you're walking in the street? He asked his Einikol. He said, well, I'm thinking, my bid, I can make some more money, I have to do my business, my parnasa, my this, taking care of my kids. He says, you know what I think about when I'm walking in the street? How can I do a nachas ruach to the Eibishte? Try it. Let's try it. I know somebody who listened to me recently about that serious issues. And the serious issue made a turnaround in a few weeks. And they told me I had given them a recipe. And I said, keep saying, I love you, Hashem. Before you thank him all day long, say it. I love you. Imagine how Hashem feels when you keep saying that. Think about it. How does Hashem feel when you go around saying, I love you, Hashem? How does he feel? Do it! Say it again and again your whole life. I love you like crazy. There was a woman, Galinsky Zatzal, told me a maisa with a woman that he was passing in a shtetl in Russia somewhere. I don't know where, what. No, this part of my mind, she was a sing song. She was saying, hey, Bishter, how good you are. Hey, Bishter, how good you are. Hey, Bishter, how good you are. Ooh, what's going on here? So he went upstairs, the lady in Childik, where'd you get that from? So the lady said, I had a Navardiga boy in my house for one night. And I put him in a room to go to sleep. And instead of sleeping, I heard him in the middle of the night singing a beautiful, beautiful, how he sang so geschmack. And he kept a whole night long. Hey, Bishter, be good to best. Hey, Bishter, be good to best. Hey, Bishter, be good to best. Now you know what the Vardik was. And we are going to bring the Vardik back. B'chol type of Vardik, B'chol Mamish. And all the Vardik is what? It's a fact. It's back. That's right. We're going better and better. And I want to tell you that I was given a simon. I'm not going to say it. I'm told not to say it in public. But you know, now I'm really going to get, now they're really going to come after me. If I wasn't a rebbe till now I'm in business. It is true what I'm saying. But it's not as spooky as you think it is. But it is quite spooky. No question. I was told not to repeat it. I will not believe that. I was given a simon and a shemai. That, and I spoke to an Eldam Godel, and he said, there's no question about it. I mean, there's something going on here. The Navardigas and Shemayim are doing things for us. The Navardigas and Shemayim are davening for us. We're talking about them. They are like lost. They were the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Shevet Levi Mamish, the Gulgulim. I once tainted that Neidar Kahanim at 85 Tzadikim Gemurim. They all had Ruach HaKadosh. Leshe Echad Bod means they had Ruach HaKadosh. That's what it means. They were killed by it. So whatever happened, happened. And I Taina, the Navardigas before the Nazis came, had built punkt 85 yeshivas. And I Taina, that's why. Because they are the Nehelig and Hashemis of Neivir Kehanim. Neivir Kehanim. You know they were. Neivir Kehanim. That's Navardig. Whatever it is, nobody knows. They're bigger than you. If the Ger Rebbe said that Navardig has Bokharim with Ruach HaKadosh all over the place. The Ger Rebbe wasn't to spoil so fast. The Ger, they were tough. They were Kutzkis. They were, the Beis Yisrael said that. He heard, they say 1,000 shmuzim from the altar. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they say. He definitely had a very big soft spot for them. They got along B'chol and Shita. They were very good together because Kutzk and Ger and Navardig is very, very close. But whatever. He said, imagine, and the Shemoneh half hour Shemoneh Esrei's with Bechias. That's a Shemoneh Esrei. That's Gishmak. You want to enjoy life? It ain't going to work. Go all the way with the Eibishter. The Eibishter will bring us back. We'll sit down every night and discuss the business like they did in Navardig. How'd the business go today? How many times did you scream at your wife? How many times did you control yourself? How many? Let's get to the point what life's all about. Don't tell me how much money you're making and how much nachis and how much this and how much that. When you're drinking a cup, you're missing the boat. I controlled myself yesterday. Oh, now you're talking. I did whatever. I went against my teva. Oh, that's gishma. Now you're living. And you have, they supported each other and gave each other chizik. I was civil. My unfortunate situation, I started saying, it's not so bad. I started living with it. I started thanking Hashem for it. I learned Musa And I went out of my mind. The Seder simply didn't go. And I don't care. I'm a Kabbalist. Beautiful, beautiful. That's what we like. I was nishal in a big aveir, and then still I went vait, and I wasn't despoiled. And I'm going to go. I wasn't the Yayish. Now you're talking business. Now you're one of the boys. That's the Vadik. You want to have a good life? That's the Vadik. I fell in, and I still hold myself a tzaddik. That's the Vadik. Don't fall in again. Try. But things you can't control, let's say, even though I can't control this nasty habit of mine that I'm doing for who knows how long, I'm not in this boat. Do you want to know how many stories I have of people whose lifetime addictions are gone? Do you know how many stories I got? The addictions don't scare me at all. Don't give me this addiction, but I can't help it. It's my nature. It's not your nature. There's no such bria as your nature. You could become so different than what you are. You could, by the way, the best thing you could do with your life is to be thankful. That's exactly the way things are. I said this last night in Borough Park. See them. I love to see them. I must admit. I told her to their face, and I'll tell you behind them, I am absolutely crazy over Chassidim. I admit to it. That's true. One of my big weaknesses. They got the Yavish there. Oh, because they know Rebbe. Ashreinu, Sheyesh Lanu Rebbe Kizeh. This is great. Anyway, but they are sweet. I told them, first thing I said when I came down there, I said, Rabbi Sai, I want to, I heard twice, how they, in the Rebbe's room, in my yeshiva, during recess, twice I heard that, look how those Barapaki didn't have Shmiras Einayim. I didn't tell them that the second time I was the guy who said it. But it's fine, and it's true, they're great. And in the name of the entire Lakewood, I'm here to tell you, we are proud of all you Barapak holy Jews. How's that? And whenever I come to Bar Pocket, it's my wife. I go bananas. I love it. You know what Rav Shlomo Feifeld said? He was once sitting in a car in Williamsburg, watching all the activity, the way Chassidim walked back and forth. And he sat there quelling. And he said, see, this is oxygen. That's what he said. By the way, the Litvaks ain't bad. Don't worry about them. They're plenty good. You want to have a ball? Go into Lakewood, I'm telling you. Go into BMG. You want to have Gan Eden Atachten? Go into BMG. Ah, you could cry from Simcha. And they did. A bunch of ladies. The guy who runs the office there in Lakewood, whatever. You got a whole bunch of ladies who work there. They spend their whole lifetime supporting their husbands. So many of them. And some of them came from a trip from Yehupitz. And here, come, take a look. There's a special place. Some as a solution, they take a peek what's going on here. And they sat and watched the second Seder way out, sitting and learning. They were crying from Simcha. Look at them. Look at Lakewood in the light. And by the way, as great as Lakewood is, the best people in Lakewood are here. This is the Chabura of Amura B'Tachin and the Mabish Nalein. There's no Chabura like ours. I my humblest apology if I stepped on anybody's toes. And I do want to tell you that not only the best person in the whole Chabura of this number one Chabura is you. Not the guy next to you. Cut it out. Starting again, Yetzirah, you're the best. Look, if Yosef HaTzadik says, Enenu, Gadol, Babayis, does that mean many? And then when he saw his father's image, his father, and he remembered, Yisrael, Ohav, Es Yosef, Mikol Banav, Eli, I like you the best in the whole family. He remembered that. That kept him. Now he said, I'm murdering a pshat, Bezer Hashem. The Abishah gave me an emes of pshat, I'm chishit. The truth itself, even the Briscoe be must. I don't know. Anyway, you know how many times I like, if Briscoes go for my vod, I don't like sometimes, I used to go to the biggest lamdan in Gans Lakewood. I used to tell him some of my vetlach. And he would tell me in a smile, I said, you like my vod? Well, Eim Yeshiva Nala Drush. He said, oh no, I blew it again. Eim Yeshiva Nala Drush. That's all you're giving me, Drush. But then they tell me, well, the Drush is also good. Yeah, but I want to be real, you know, the real thing. So I run if the brisk is crazy critical. Like, no, that's baloney. I know a Talmud of Rabbaran. I don't want to say his name. He used to tell over to Shiv Rabbaran in English. He's a Gola Tzadik Yisraelim. Emes a Gola B'Torah. In the time of Rabbaran, he used to tell over to Shiv. Imagine who this person is. I told him a lot of my stuff. I run after him because he's critical. I love them. You want to start your learning? Go after him. Let him put you in your place. You'll find out if you know anything or not, you know. He's a killjoy. Is he good at it? I'd say I had a whole big shit. Yeah, he'd knock it off in a second. And he'd tell me, well, that's just simple. And he'd show me the simple pshat, which takes away all the glory of the pshat. Anyway, but I got a few shtakas gummas from some of that. Look, who's good night? Anyway, I was right a few times, so it's okay. But anyway, this pshat, so many times I've gone to big, big briskets, the biggest, the cream, and many times they turn around and tell me, do you need brisk? Just forget about briskets. They didn't make fun of it, Chas v'Shalom, but you're okay even if it's not. The briskets told me many times, it's okay. So in brisk, they won't go for it. It's plenty good. But I still prefer whatever it is. So it's fine, it's fine. What? Here's the book. Forgetting the book. You know, it's ain't good. Here's the book. Yaakov Avinu, how did he do such a thing with his son that he should love him more? Chazal say, you shouldn't be Mishana Bein Abonim. Don't make one child better than the others. Look what he did. He messed up Yosef terribly because he gave him a Ksenis Pasim. You don't do that. So why did he do it? He didn't have sex. Oh, Yaakov Avinu. You know what he was doing? Why did he like him more? Why did he learn with him more than everyone else? Two conscious? I'll tell you the answer. Because he knew. Yosef is Midas HaYosef. And the only way to conquer the Yetzer of Yosef is Ligat HaLanin. I got to learn more with you than anyone else because you need it. You got to be Ligat HaLanin 24/7. You know what it says when they threw Yosef in the bar? Yosef was crying. You know why? Not because of the Chashim HaKrabim. He was crying because he forgot his learning. You know that? You know what a Ben Tayre he was? He was tired 24/7. If he learned with Yaakov Avinu, who spent how many years? 14 years. Shame behavior without sleeping and what kind of kedushas on Torah. He knew secrets of the Torah that his brother never knew. You know that? His father told him things no one ever knew. Yosef in learning. Why did he make him such a giant in Torah? Because neither say your side, you're going to need that stuff big time. Tell you, and now why did he love him, Mikol Bonov? So, the famous word, Nashku Bar Penya Enaf. It's a pasuk in Tillim. And the Velt says, kiss the son, just in case he will chas v'sholem fall into tivus. If you love your child special, you don't fall into tivus. So you shall ahav as Yezim Mikol Bonov. I love you the most. He had to do that for him. He needed that like, or else he's dead. He's finished. And when sure enough, when Yosef HaTifar was on his case, he saw his father. And he remembered Matasyo. I heard Chaim C. Fogel said it. They tell me Matasyo said it also. You know what he remembered? I'm sure it's a pleasure to see you. You know what he remembered? He remembered Yisrael Avos Yosef Mikol Bonov. That held him. Two tricks against that Yetzer, and the third trick is Gaiva. Mikol Bonov, better than everyone else. Oh, Gaiva saves you from this. I just got a phone call from Eretz Yisrael. I got two of them. Eretz Yisrael, the Yid, told me his problems of Kedusha have disappeared, or it's evolving better. Thanks to, I don't talk about it. I talk a little bit, nothing special. It's not my thing. He said, because I believe in holding from yourself, and that is stopping him from that sugya. You hold from yourself, it's going to save you. But you got to do it's work. Another Eretz Yisrael that you told me, my positive thinking saved him from this. Interesting. But okay, let's get. Now, the two stories is This man was going to a court case, and the court case, Abay Sai, they wanted to roast him, they wanted to grill him, and he didn't stand a chance. This guy was really one of those that he messed himself up. He already was sacer himself in the past, and those who wanted to destroy him had a case. He didn't stand a chance. It wasn't him, it was someone close to him, but he had already this, and he had to stand there and defend him. He was heading for Hashem Yirachem. And for a month, he kept saying, I'm going to win. They all thought he was crazy. It was impossible to win. $100,000 had been spent, and he had nothing. Or a man, not a penny, who was saying to himself, arouse for Sayim. You know what that means? People, whatever they say, the wrong thing comes out. Some people say that. Rabbeinu Hirsch, I believe, says that in Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a lot of things. It says, Kavad Peh, Kavad Loshayim, Arouse Vasayim. It's all kinds of difficulties in speech. And one shot is always saying the wrong thing. You know, an expert in saying just what you're not supposed to say. See? He was one of those. Oh, just the thing that'll kill him. He's one of those, always making mistakes, and he has to stand before the court. He didn't stand a chance in a million years. And all he realized is matzah. So he spent time learning Musa. Musa, b'tachem, he was shaking with it. Day and night. And he kept saying, I won, and won, I'm not scared, they're nobody's, and I'm not scared of the judge. Kept saying it. They all thought he was in his own world. The lawyers there, they had the lawyers were like, you know, baby-sized lawyers, not real lawyers, because he had no money. They gave him the state, whatever, gave him, supplied him with some, you know, some nobodies. And the other side had the lawyer, of the biggest in the whole state. And he didn't stand. And they said, oh, he's a positive guy. You know, they noticed how he, no, I won. All that type of stuff. He's a little funny, this guy, you know. He came to court. He opened his mouth. He's supposed to go to court for 10 years. You know, one of those complicated, there's no end to it. He was going for the first time. He was there for 15 minutes. And he was asked to say something nasty about the other side. And this guy never cried since the day he was born. He's not that type. He don't cry. Suddenly, he burst out crying. And he said, I don't want to say bad things about people. He's very, and Lashon Hara, forget it. You ain't ever going to get him to say Lashon Hara about anybody. That's him. Another 50 for sure we'll have, yeah? The other one will take, all right. And you made the new one. Did you make that? Like last week you did a great job. You'll do it again?
Yeah.
Whole stack of them. You made a beautiful job, Rabbi Lang. It is an honor to have you with us.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work. Anyway, so what did he do? So he starts crying. I want to speak Lashon Hara. The judge, who is known to be the toughest judge, all the lawyers said, this guy, just forget it, you lost. Suddenly melted. And he gave a bang with his hammer. He says, goodbye, I'm throwing the whole case in the garbage. Look at the poor guy, he's crying. This guy, he has saw so many tears. He saw tears from all sides, and cold doesn't mean nothing to him. Suddenly he melted, and it was over. Listen to the story. Story Aleph. He saved, he became the world's hero, this guy. Another story happened in Eretz Yisrael. It happened in Eretz Yisrael. And the guy was called by the biggest rav. The couple was told, go to this guy for your shalom bayis issue. And the husband calls up. And the husband says, I had enough of my wife. You know, the wife calls up. I had enough of my husband. He is just impossible to live with. They're married 35 years. They never had a good day in their lives. And please do something for us. So, all right. What do you want me to do? And this Adam Godel, famous person, said, we could go to you. So he felt like, wow, I'm a good marriage counselor. So as soon as the wife told him one derogatory thing about her husband, and she said, I got a whole list. There's three of them to start. For starters, what he did this, he does this wrong, that wrong. As soon as he started hearing one, he almost slammed the receiver. It was on a telephone call. They were all a conference call. And he says, I don't want to hear one more word. And go into the, all years just get lost. I do not get involved in hearing bad things about people. I can't stand it. I can't stomach that stuff. It repulses me. I don't want to hear bad things about people. It's just not for me. Go somewhere else. And they're very disappointed. They really don't have anyone else. And he realized the problem. He says, okay, I'm going to give you guys a bracha. Now, this guy's not a big bomb like me. He's not bad, but he's a big Baba Tachim, but he's not, you know. But he's not my Madrega, you know. It's not so easy. So he said, I give you a bracha. It's going to turn around the whole business. Listen to this. It's a true story. They're married 35 years. They never had one good day. It's very unbelievable mismatch. It's like Yehuppets, it's rocket ships with bicycles. Like, it's like, who are you guys? Is everything okay? Yeah. Whoever thought of that? Who's the Shatchan? How'd you guys get involved with each other? This is not a normal. This is Mishlam. If you're in a Vardiga, you have to look for that and you make it work yet. But this is a regular people here. How'd they do it? You ready? 2 days later, he gets a call from the husband. The husband said, I'm married with this woman 35 years. She never, never, never speaks nicely to me. She's always screaming, that's hard. She's been like that since the day she was born. Right after your bracha, she became a piece of mush. And she usually, when people are there, she always gets more nasty because she wants to make an impression on all the people of what a grouch she could be. In fact, the last name was Tucker Grouchmeyer. So she's a real grouch, and she's a professional grouch. She's one of the best. She's like, any women want to take a course in how to do it, she'll teach you the ropes. And he momish can't believe it. This is a true story. Can't believe it that she's a total turnaround. And but Robin, she's even nicer in front of people. Oh, my husband is so special. He turns around. Everything okay? Is everything all right with you? Now, this is a true story. Listen to the Shad Hashav of these stories. Both people had nisim that they both don't believe. That it's a total turnaround. And both stories are people that hate hearing evil. And by the way, if you hate hearing Lashon Hara, Hashem will reward you with the biggest nisim. Because you're like him. He hates that stuff. He doesn't like negative stuff. It's terrible. Anything negative. And don't speak Lashon Hara about yourself 24/7. The brain chatter that says, I'm no good here, I'm no good there. Cut that out. That's also Lashon Hara. That's my, I want a tour for over there. I'm not the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, the Mechadish, was not such a chiddush. All the Rishayim screamed, I have a guy, Lashon Hara, there's nothing worse. Rishayim, everybody, Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu, where you saw, you spoke Lashon Hara, the Tzaras, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't, but not Lashon Hara. Yishayah Novi said, Lashon Hara, I'm Thomas Fasayim. He said, well, he meant it good, he meant whatever he meant. Yishayah Novi, a Malach Hashem Tzvoki, someone like him. Yishayah Novi, you know who he's killed, Yishayah Novi? He was killed. He didn't just die. His anakal, Menashe Melech Yehuda, had a sword. He jumped into a tree. They couldn't get him. He wanted to kill him. Menashe's anakal wanted to kill him. It was a Russia. So he jumped into a tree. He disappeared. He's a Navi. And they couldn't get him. Soldiers said, we can't get him. So Menashe said, oh, no problem. Get a saw and shoot. And they took a saw and cut off the tree. And it cut him right by his mouth. So in Chazal, why did that happen? Because he said, Tamis Masai. And now listen closely, Rabbi Sai. We're going to talk about evil speech. Don't speak evil about yourself. Better a positive lie than a negative truth. Keep saying good things. Pleasure to see you, Rabbi. You're getting sweeter every week. What's your wife feeding you? Michael, you're sugar. Michael, you want some schnapps? I'm corrupting. Please don't tell the cops what I'm corrupting all the kids over here. Please don't give this away. All the kids here are going to find out what I do. You know, one year I used to drink a lot in my class. So for Shlachmanis, all the parents gave me schnapps bottles. I never did that again. I didn't get any checks. They sent me schnapps bottles. And one parent sent me a bottle of Nananansi. You know what that is? Oh, you want to have some fun? A friend of mine once took some Nananansi and poured it on a plate. And then he lit a match and boom. You want to drink that? That's what it is. They sent me that. That's what they think of me. They never did the shikha. You know what they did to me when I came to Barabak? A bottle of, I forgot, Strupka it's called. Strupka vodka. It's good stuff. It's supposed to be good, no? Strupka vodka. I got it upstairs. Maybe later I'll give the Ellen some Strupka vodka. Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. Pleasure to have you, Rabbi Sai. Present. You take a whole stack of them. Where are you going to bring them? You can bring a stack of them. Something. Yeah, you'll send them all out. You'll take them to Jackson. Any new places anybody can take my stuff? Will you take them? Oh, delicious. A big place. Beautiful. How many can you take? 20? 30? 40? You serious? Take them all. I'm not making more because thanks a million. Yeah. What's your name? You're a great person. Pleasure to meet you. Come too. So take them all and, okay, now. Now I want to tell you something. You may go, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you here. Anyway, listen to this. Listen to this. All the Rabbeim, I noticed this myself. You want to say bad about people. But watch yourself are included. You're Chayecha Kaibin. Never say Lashon Hara to yourself about yourself. Never. Why? Hashem doesn't like that. Don't put yourself down where you've begun from. Cut that out. I'm a great guy. Goodbye. Lie. Who cares? No evil. No evil. No put downs. No. I know Davin good. I know Lung good. I know. What are you doing that for? I'm not really smart. I once did it a very long time. Cut it out. Say good. Good. Hashem likes positivism. Several Rabbeim have remarked that they noticed the kids in their class. When they ask the class, how many boys know somebody who always lies, or always steals, or always gets into fights, or always never has the place, and whatever it is, something negative, all those kids who actually do that themselves, they all know somebody who does it. I saw this many times. I can tell you who's who. They all notice that Chazal say, "Kol apostle b'mumay paisel." You apostle someone else, it's a sign who you are. It's so true. Never say anything negative about anybody because you're proving yourself to be a nobody. Because that's you. Anything, I don't care what it is. You do that same thing. A holy person only sees goodness. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't notice it. I don't want to notice it. Now, it's bad enough what we think, but we don't have to verbalize. Of course, we think negative stuff all day long, but don't vocalize it. Never, never. Always see positive and say positive. The best thing a person can have in his life is somebody close to him who is full of negativism, including himself. And he should constantly say, I hold from that person. Now, if you hold and always be down the kashrus, You dine someone else, lekavschus, they dine you, lekavschus. Now, every time that you say, I have a koyach hatfila, your koyach hatfila gets better. Did you hear that? Every time you say, I'm a masmid, your hasmada improves. Every time you say you're a nice person, you become even nicer. Every time you say, I have a good mazel, your mazel gets better. You know what words are? Chris, bris, crucialis, fasayim. There is a treaty. Words become real. As a Gemara is a horrible, it's an unbelievable Gemara. Kistoy Mayino, you know the Gemara there. They said that and it became true. Watch, I'll tip top Ella Sutton. You say something's going to come true. Speak positive, speak positive, speak positive. Every time you say I'm a lucky person, the words will create a situation where you will actually become like that. Sooner or later, sometimes it seeds. It could sit there for a long time. One day, boom, it's come true. Keep saying positive things. You're making it real. And don't go around saying all day I'm nobody. Because every time, now this, don't take me serious. Because every time you say you're nobody, you become even a bigger nobody. A lesser nobody, I'm joking. That part, I'm not going to go along with. Because you're going to get negative. That's no good. You become a bigger nobody. Nishbar, you get more than Abba. Keep saying it. You know what they liked yesterday? I was sure that was going to be the best thing. What I told them yesterday. I said, all those guys that are depressed should be so happy that they're depressed. What's that? Yes! I heard from Breast of a Chassid, I'll tell you his name, Rav Zisha Shtitzer. He's a good friend of mine. He's from the big Breast of a Chassid in Yerushalayim. He's a big kayak over there. He once came to America. He has a scum for all the gdolim, see big things about him. Rav Zisha Shtitzer, he can tell people, he smells a person. As soon as I walked in, to his place, he told me things about himself, and he was on the mark. They hold a lot from him. Yakimir Shester has said big things about a lot of people. Said he told me that in actuality, wrestlers are into simcha. The truth is, Lev Nishbar is better. A broken heart is better than being happy. What the happy business? Cut this happy gabloni. You have to be a simcha, 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 simcha. Wrestlers, simcha. Ah, not true. It's better to be a broken heart. Anybody forget something? Better to be a broken heart than be besimcha. So why doesn't everybody, why do the rest of us are always giving out books on simcha? Let's give out books on how to become depressed. They should put out new books, a new rest of a series. New series. Let's get depressed, everybody. Lev Nishbar. Of Kimlai Sivzah. So they should put out new, they should start a whole new movement. I'll tell you, I should start a movement. Depressed, let's be depressed. It's great, Lev Nishbar. How you like that? Isn't that a great idea? That's what we saw. Instead of giving out antidepressants, they sell them in the drugstores, get pro-depressants. Pop some pro-depressants, get depressed, Lev Nishbar, it's great. So why don't they do that? Because it's not worth it. You can end up sooner or later. You won't get up in the morning. You end up with nothing. But while you have it, don't make away with it. Everything's good in this world. Even what you don't like about yourself and about this, everything is good. I told him yesterday, I'm very big about it. Half of a fellow big about it. This guy lives across the street from a Kanaka de Kachsidis, that a movement, whatever. And that movement, everybody's going around like they own the world. That they have more simcha, they have more naches, they have more Torah, they're successful, a movement. And he lives across the street from all these guys. And he has no naches, and he has no simcha, and he has the learning, so-so. And they let him have it. He said, no, look at us. So first thing I had to say about it is, if they could say that to him, then they got problems. Then they're not worth a penny. Because if you're looking down at someone else, bye-bye, you lost everything. You don't recognize Hashem, you think it's you. Hashem is doing you a favor. You are Hashem more than the other shnuk. You're in trouble. Rabbi Slavova says this Keseda. If you're Mr. Happy Guy who smiles better, or the Shas guy that learns better, or whatever, you're the success, boy, do you have trouble. You owe Hashem so much, you'll never be finished. And Hashem wants thank yous more and more from you. You don't thank me, you got to thank more than everyone else. Because you have things no one else has. You're in trouble. And they were scared. The tzaddikim were scared when they got good things happen to them. Uh-oh. Now I owe Hashem. I can't thank him enough. I got to become better and better. It's not possible. Ready to stop? What do you say? I'll stop. So this guy came crying to me. He says, these guys have no, he feels like 2 cents next to them. You know what I told him? You tell him. You have your shita. I'm going to tell you my shita. My shita is whatever I am, I like. Chofetz Chaim says, Amokam Asher Atoyver Olav Admas Kedeshu. What I am today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, that's also looking all over the place. Bug off. I like myself. My one blot. You have a thousand? I like mine better. But you don't know it. Yeah, I like my not knowing it more than your knowing it. I like my wife, although she's who knows what, better than your tzaddikus over there. I don't care. What Hashem gives me, I like my kids with all the peklas, all the issues. I like that. I like my nature, which isn't so... Yes, I like that. That's what Hashem gives me. That's what I like. And I want to tell you something. He told it to them. That was the last time they bothered him. It was over. Can't deal with that one. So Shita, yes, I hold from whatever Hashem gives me. You know how much tzar a guy like that gets? Being satisfied, especially if it's difficult? Oh boy, is he going to get a lamaba. Much more than all of them put together. They're all not worth a penny compared to him. I like them. I'm happily depressed, all right? You're the happy guys. I'm happily a bottler. Okay, don't look for more trouble. Laman Hashem. Don't try to, don't look to be Mr. Goofball of the year. Don't try to be Mr. Nutcase, Mr. Meshuggah, Mr. Don't look for it. But that's the matzav. I like it. And I love it. And I want to tell you something else. You have a choice of working on yourself all your life and becoming great in Shas, great in Chesed, great in Dikta Mitzvahs, by far more better than all of them put together. Great in appreciating exactly what you have. And the less you have and you still appreciate it, the greater you are. You're the real Gadol. You're way ahead of all of them. They're worth a penny. They could be rich. They can get the Kedushin. They could get Shlishi. They could get COVID. Everyone's standing up for them. They could be called a Rabbi Goyin of Rashka Bahagat. You're laughing at them. You're way ahead of them. Because you are satisfied. And there's only one guy better than the guy that's satisfied with himself. The guy that's trying to be satisfied. And it ain't going anywhere. That guy is king of all the kings. Nobody comes near him. He tries and it doesn't go. Kulafum Tzaira Agra! One time the Tzar is better than 100 times without Tzar. He's a king! You know, in the Torah, ways of Torah are sweet, Rabbi Tzai. It's gotta be, you gotta find it. If it's Torah, it's gotta be sweet. Don't get stressed out. Don't listen to people always. Yeah. COVID kills everybody. They think he's better because He just got a job. He became the Rosh Kedil. He became a nice. He became a Rosh Hashiva. He became a Rosh Kedil. He became a big businessman. He became a big doctor. And this such a man. He became a whatever it is. Became what do you get? So he's got a lot of friends. He looks like he's put together. He's got nachas. He's got shmachas and pachas. It's stupid. All of it. It's not worth a penny. If you have it, it is worth a penny. The mechayev to be thankful. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a yokel like him, and I'm okay, and I'm normal, not like this broken-hearted guy, and I'm finishing Shas, I'm like this guy that can't open a sefer. You have to be thankful with exactly what you have. But the other guy does not have your recipe. I'm sorry. When he comes to the pharmacy of Avodas Hashem, he gets a total opposite prescription. What you eat is poison to him. A guy with high blood pressure is not allowed to take a person with low blood pressure's pill. It's going to kill him. Keep away from his prescription. You have to, hey, his shas, make a joke out of his shas. His chesed, do some, who needs it? His popularity, you lost your lamame. Don't impress me. All the alien voyeurs don't mean nothing to me. I like what I have. Happily divorced, happily, whatever it is, an almana. Happy almana! Baruch Hashem almana. These ladies, they think they own the world because they have husbands to walk around with. I like that I'm a nebus, whatever. Whatever it is, chas v'sholem, even in sickness. Doesn't matter. I like what the boss gives me. See, oh, you have something wrong? It's a simon, you're getting punished here, you're not getting punished there. It says like this, whoever has Sebrachin Yisurim here, he's going to get the Olam Haba. Okay, now stop for a minute. What if you're one of those guys that everything's going well? Don't take it, don't. Don't stop wishing you, what do I need my shas for? I'd rather be like him, who sleeps all day. He's the big lucky guy around here. He's the guy who has Yisurim. He's going to get Olam Haba. I'm getting messed up over here with a wonderful wife and wonderful kids. It's bad news. You're not supposed to have that. You know, you're supposed to be all messed up. You're supposed to go around with no friends, with no success. You're supposed to go around to Brooklyn. I have a smile. I'm all messed up guy. And I have to have friends wherever I go. People love me. That's terrible. That's not good. It's supposed to be a yukalikin. Don't do that, L'man Hashem. Things are going well. Rabbi Shalom, thank you for all the cover that I'm getting. I'm sure I deserve it. It's because you love me, because I'm special, because I'm, Nebuch, this other guy, Nebuch. But that's what he has to say. Let him do his thing. Having nachas is a sign I'm a great person. Having a good wife, it's a signal I'm a good guy. Whatever it is. Have money, it's a simon. Oh, it's good to have money. Yes, yes. Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Tarek Dula Makim Echad. I got it all. And the other guy, just don't get together. Don't trade recipes. Everyone will be happy what he has. And Isha Mekoyme, Yavai B'Shalayim. Aim should help. He should be Zayzeh. One here, one more story, I'll tell you. I'll stop, yeah?